This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now I want you to notice a transition point here in verse 14. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. Isn't it interesting? When Jesus runs everybody out of the temple, and I think everybody with a guilty conscience left, you know who was still there? Blind people and lame people. The two most common physical ailments of the day, blindness and lameness. A lot of it was congenital. A lot of it was from birth defects, but a lot of the blindness would come from a disease called trachoma, not glaucoma, but trachoma, that's easily cured today or dealt with tetracycline. But they didn't have that back then. There were no ophthalmologists. There was no doctor to go to. And so they dealt with blindness and lameness were the two most common things. Birth defects, congenital birth defects that maybe you saw on TV this week of little children whose feet are turned sideways and in some cases all the way around. And wonderful things are done now in orthopedic surgery of correcting those congenital defects. And Jesus dealt with that routinely. So the blind and the lame are just sitting there, watching and listening. And the thought occurred to me that the Lord, when he does a makeover in your life, he deals with what he casts out first. Then he wants to heal blindness in your life and in my life. You know what spiritual blindness is? Spiritual blindness is when you can't see the sin in your own life, and I can't see it in my life. You ever noticed how people oftentimes will protest and just say the opposite of what they really are? A person who doesn't care about people will make great protestations and say, I'm a people person. No, you're not. You can't stand people. But they say, I'm a people person. Oh, I just love everybody. No, they don't. Sometimes we say and state just the opposite of what we are. Myers-Briggs has a personality profile, and they have learned over the years that people have learned and figured it out, and they come up telling people what they think they should be. You know, I'm an extrovert when really they're an introvert. I'm a thinker rather than a feeler. And in other words, they're coming up with what they think other people want to hear. And the Lord knows who we really are. He heals spiritual blindness and he heals spiritual lameness. I did some reading on lameness. I stumbled across an article written by a Christian veterinarian, a woman by the name of Lisa. And she used a term I had never heard before called untreatable lameness that she sees in horses and dogs. It's untreatable lameness. There's nothing I can do. And I have to tell the people, there's nothing I can do for your dog with the lameness. There's nothing I can do for this horse. And oftentimes that animal then is euthanized. And I thought about that, untreatable lameness. Do you know what it means to be spiritually lame? You have no capacity to move forward spiritually. And Jesus is interested in healing spiritual blindness and spiritual lameness. What is it that's holding you back spiritually? What's holding you back loving people? What's holding you back being honest? What's holding you back being a decent person to deal with in your business and your family? And oftentimes, I would call it blindness and lameness. And the Lord's interested in healing people of both. He really is.
Well, at the beginning of the week, we told you that Friday's program, tomorrow, is the 1,000th broadcast of Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. If there's ever a program you've missed, if there's ever a time you'd like to know more about this ministry, I'd like for you to go to our website. It's called crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To find out how you can become a part of a ministry that has its 1,000th broadcast tomorrow on Friday. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.